and ain't no wannabes here with some not so nice advice for your writing career. To be clear, no punches will be pulled, but the punch may be spiked. How they like before they get on the mic. To my left, we got the mighty Mer Lafferty, and if I piss her off, believe me, she'll come after me. And her co-host, Matt Evan Wallace, on the right. Yes, she may be half as hype as she can take him in a fight. So settle in, folks, buckle in and boot up. Time to meddle in a way to make your writer shut up. It's hard work, but the perk is that it's fun and exciting. Facebook will still be there when you're done writing. Ditch Diggers! Ditch Diggers!
Coming to you live from the lonely open road of loneliness, it is the Ditch Diggers with Mer Lafferty and Matt Wallace. How are you, Matt, here on this open, lonely road?
I'm okay. I'm surprised that the lonely open road of loneliness is actually the name of this street. Like, it's on the sign and everything.
Yeah, I heard there was a thing with the town council arguing about it, but it landed on the lonely open road of loneliness.
And, you know, more respect to them for committing to it.
Yeah.
You don't expect that. But yeah, Mer, we're on the lonely open road of loneliness because we've decided, Mer, it's time. It's time to venture out and seek a home of our own.
Yes.
No longer will we squat on the expansive, fantastical properties of celebrities, many of whom end up betraying us.
Yes. And causing
promotional problems. But yeah, it's time. So we don't know. We don't know where we're going to end up. But we're searching. We're seeking.
But we're still together, and we're still doing this show.
We are, and that's what's important.
Yes.
We're still here to talk about the business of being a writer. And I saw a tweet the other day from someone who's said that they can't really listen to other writing podcasts anymore because they seem too fluffy. their words after listening to Ditch Diggers for a goodly while.
We are not fluffy. That's true.
We're out here on the open road, open lonely road of loneliness, ruining other podcasts for people.
God.
So we got that going for us.
Yeah. All right. Yay us. So, let's just do the thing that people are probably asking about, which is, how are you doing, Matt, with your connection with Saga?
Well, Saga Press, yeah. Some of you are wondering about that. Some of you probably have no idea what we're talking about. But, it was announced, I believe, last week?
I think so.
Feels like it's been going on a lifetime for me at this point.
I think it's possible the authors found out earlier.
Yeah, we did.
Before
we
it was announced,
did.
Yeah.
That's why I'm screwed up on it. I found out the day it happened. But no, my editor at Saga Press, senior editor, Novel Wolf.
Hugo Winning.
Editor, Hugo Winning, literally, like, what, 3 months ago, yeah. Whatever the hell it was? Nava announced that her position is being eliminated at Saga Press, and she is leaving, or has left at this point. And, about a year and a half ago, Nava bought, or rather signed me to a 3-book contract with Saga for a new epic fantasy trilogy that I'm doing, the first book of which is still scheduled to come out in July of next year. And, you know, she championed that, and we worked a very long time on the first book. We were still working on the first book, as a matter of fact, when, very interesting, because I feel like I could say, because it doesn't really have any bearing or anything, but like, Nava had just come back from the last of the Jewish holidays.
Yeah.
Nava is Jewish. And that morning, she had DM'd me on Twitter, just randomly, about some random book thing, like cold queries. There had been some scheduling problems. Just some random book thing, as tends to happen every week. And then that afternoon, my agent called me and was like, so I just talked to Nava, and she's leaving Saga. So that was a fun day.
Yeah.
But, and like I said, Nava has announced this publicly, so I can talk about that aspect, but I can't really, it's still it's still a thing that is happening, so I can't really go too deeply into it.
Yeah, we people have been asking because we're the ditch diggers and we've not shied away from discussions like this. However, the times we have covered things like this, it's been well after things have already settled. But I wanted to bring it up because people were asking about you and how you were doing and wondering if we were going to talk about it. So I figured
I appreciate
just
that.
letting
I know
people know.
that, yeah, and I appreciate the folks in our Discord, and I will pop into our Discord to talk to our Discorded people. Probably shouldn't refer to them as Discorded people. That makes it sound, I don't know, but no. When there's a broader issue to talk about, or like there's more of a solidified issue to talk about, I will certainly talk about it. But right now, that's really all I can. Nada's left, and we're figuring things out. We're figuring things out is my public statement on that. Nava will be fine. I'm not really worried. I'm kind of upset and mad for Nava, but I'm not worried about Nava because she's amazing and very good at what she does. And I will be very surprised if every other publisher of science fiction or fantasy isn't literally, like, selecting representatives to fight in a cage for the right to hire her.
That would be really cool if that happened, but all I know is she's freelancing for Subterranean right now.
Yeah, that's she's set up a freelancing. Actually, this is worth bringing up just to plug this. But she set up a freelance editing website where you can actually hire her to edit your book if you would like, which is an exciting prospect because, again, Nava's amazing, has worked with many, many very good authors and produced many, many very good books. And yeah, she's also acquiring and editing some books for Subterranean Press, who are probably one of the best specialty press out there.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love Subterranean's products, so that's an exciting partnership. But she hasn't announced anything full time yet, so. If you're interested in that, we'll put a link to that in the show notes to her freelance editing website. You should go check that out while you have time, because I don't know how long that's going to last. But yes,
Yeah,
I
because
definitely
hopefully somebody will
think
snatch her up.
they are. Like I said, they're going to put representatives in a cage. It's going to be like that scene from Neverwhere where they're auditioning bodyguards and they're fighting with crowbars.
Yes.
It's going to be exactly like that.
Exactly. That is what publishing's all about.
It is. It's about selecting people to fight with crowbars for the right to hire the best talent. No, I brought up Nava to say that I'm not worried about Nava. Nava will be fine. And everybody who's been checking on, like me, I've made it very clear that, like, this is a thing that happened to Nava, not to me. And I'm not trying to, like, center myself in it. It does affect me, but on that score, we're moving forward, and my book is still supposed to be a lead title next year, and nothing on that has changed. They've assigned me to a new editor. I'm not being orphaned, as it were. So, as far as I know, at this very early juncture, everything is cool with me and with the book and with the series. But we'll have to see what happens, and if there are developments I can talk about on that, we will certainly talk about them.
Excellent.
But I can't give you any tea. I know, and that's the thing. That's what everybody wants. And I'm not talking about the people on our Discord and the people checking. Like, there are people who are very concerned, genuinely, but there are also people who just they want all the tea, Mara. And I can't do tea.
I don't know what T is. I'm not cool or hip or fly.
You stay pure, Pony Boy. That's what you do. Or stay golden. Anyway,
I just heard
but
about
that's
OK Boomer. I am way out of it.
no, that just happened. So
Oh, okay.
you're up. Yeah, that is the recent thing. So you're a lot hipper than you thought you were.
Yeah.
But anyway, Mur, that's not what we're here to talk about today. That was an overture to what we're going to talk about today.
Or a segue?
Segue, yes, because we're awesome at segues.
Yeah. So what are we talking about today?
Well, we're basically gonna, like, I think the meat of what we're gonna talk about today, because I don't know if you're aware of this or not, Marie, you may not be, but it is NaNoWriMo.
I am aware of that, yes.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
You are. You know about NaNoWriMo. I don't
I've
need to
heard of
explain.
it.
Yes. Well, for those who haven't, that of course stands for National Novel Writing Month. That's what it stands for, right?
Yes.
I
Although
can't
it's not
remember
national
the last
anymore, it's
time.
pretty international.
It's international, so it should be. I was gonna
I
try to
know
do it.
Rhino Rhymo. I
No,
know
I
Rhymo.
know, I nano, I nanoRimo, I nano. It's all this. None of this matters. Anyway, November is the month in which you try to write a novel in a month, wherever you are, in whatever nation you are. And what's interesting about NaNoWriMo, this is the only thing that's interesting about NaNoWriMo. No, this is one of many things, is I used to be very anti-NaNoWriMo, or I don't know if you remember
I
back
do.
to
I do remember. You were anti a lot of things.
I was anti a lot of that. I was an angry young man, as we all are, but fortunately I aged out of it. No, but I was, and it was more about me being in my feelings about writing as a profession and how writers are viewed. And I think I took it out on NaNoWriMo and people just trying to write their truth. And I feel bad about that now. But now I'm not anti-NaNoWriMo anymore, or anti-iNaNoWriMo anymore.
Oh, don't make it more
I support
confusing.
it. I support everybody out there doing NaNoWriMo. And Murray, you've been a long time. You've been propping people up during November for years.
Oh, thank you, dude. I'm glad you really didn't say, like, you've been failing at this for years and yet you keep trying.
No,
Because that's
I
also
was just
true.
talking about, no, I'm not talking about your NaNoWriMo pursuits. I'm talking about how you enable other people
Yeah, I've
or
been
activate.
trying.
Yeah, you do a good job. So I thought it would be cool because you always talk about it on I Should Be Writing, your other podcast, the other podcast, as I call it, with bitterness in my voice. I don't.
You
I
know, you do
I'm a
realize that Ditch Diggers is the other woman because I Should Be Writing has been around a lot longer.
well, not to me.
I
It's all a matter of perspective, Mark.
see.
But no, you do all your NaNoWriMo stuff over there. You're doing the podcast
Yes,
today thing,
since I started doing one podcast a day anyway for I Should Be Writing back in August. I decided to make NaNoWriMo special in that Patreon people will get weekend episodes. So everyday listeners are getting weekday episodes, and then if you support the Patreon, then you get links to Saturday and Sunday. So I am doing 30 episodes, but Patreon people are still getting a little bit extra. Because you really
Well,
can't
they
do
do
one
grow.
day ahead when you're doing NaNoWriMo, which is what I've been doing.
Right. And also our Patreon supporters deserve it. They're shelling out the green. They're keeping us afloat.
That's right.
So not that we don't appreciate all of our listeners regardless of the level at which you were able to support us, but the Patreon supporters, they deserve what they get. It sounded way more menacing than I meant to be.
You will have what you get and you will like it.
No, but so you do all that over and I Should Be Writing. I thought it would be a cool, interesting thing and a redemptive thing for me with my years of anti-NaNoWriMo ranting to talk about it here on Ditch Diggers and talk about, because NaNoWriMo is great artistically and creatively. It's a good prompt to get some words down in an otherwise wordless existence. Not that your existence is necessarily wordless, but it can be good for people who, it's a good excuse to get some words down,
Yeah, you
basically.
don't. A lot of beginners don't have the added emphasis of a deadline. And we all know how a deadline is very, what's the word?
Necessary.
Not necessary. I was more thinking
Motivate.
influencing, motivating, inspiring. That's the word. A
Oh, there
deadline's
you go.
very inspiring. So.
That's certainly a word. You're right about that. But yeah, no, so it's a good thing for that. And it doesn't really matter if you finish the novel or not. And I don't want to get too much into the craft side of things because, again, that's not what we're going to talk about. But I have seen that a lot on my Twitter feed with more beginning writers. They're very worried about their word count, whether they're going to, whatever. Whatever you end up with in November, it's more words than you had when you started November. So
Exactly.
that's really the main thing of it. So briefly on the craft side, just don't get too caught up in whether you actually, try. Try to get there because that's the motivation you're looking for. But whatever you end up with, you succeeded. But what I wanted to talk about here today is sort of the other side of NaNoWriMo and how it can be beneficial from a professional standpoint, because that's what we talk about here on Dish Diggers. We talk about the business of being a writer. And, you know, there's no onus on NaNoWriMo from a professional standpoint. It's purely about writing and getting something done. But that doesn't mean that many, many people who do NaNoWriMo are not looking towards being professional writers. You know, many professional writers participate in NaNoWriMo. So
Yeah,
you
I'm doing
get,
it.
yeah, Murr's doing it, and Murr is the definition of a professional writer. If you look up professional writer in the dictionary, there's a picture of her looking charmingly befuddled, like Hugh Grant. So there you go. That reference may or may not land, because I think Murr might cut out the part where we talked about her being Hugh Grant. Anyway.
We'll see.
Trust me, it
But
was a
apparently,
really
I'm
funny
the
reference.
Hugh Grant of podcasting, but it has nothing to do with his history of sex worker hiring.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
There isn't, but that's still not a. Yeah. I don't know what the
Not something
metaphor
you
would
did.
be, and so I would not want to be, as a happily married woman, associated
Right.
with hiring a sex worker, because I don't.
We just meant in the capacity that Hugh Grant has been charmingly befuddled for a long time and Murr often
Yes.
as well, and that she tried to use the wrong microphone yesterday after.
Oh, I succeeded in using the wrong microphone. I did it very well.
See, so there you go. And that's what Hugh Grant does. He's charmingly befuddled very well, but he always accomplishes what he tries to accomplish, which is usually trying to sleep with Andie MacDowell. Also, Murr has never slept with Andie MacDowell.
Never.
I want to make that very clear.
Nah, she
Or
said we were just gonna be friends.
yeah, just going to keep it platonic. Because nothing wrong with that. But anyway, none of this has anything to do with anything.
No, it doesn't.
My point was, NaNoWriMo is for everybody, and you see a lot of intersection of people aspiring to be professional writers and professional writers. And I wanted to talk about how NaNoWriMo can be beneficial to your career as a writer. So that was a very long-winded way of getting to this point where I finally, after 20, 25 minutes, reveal the meat of the show.
Yes, well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm doing it to start a novel that I haven't sold, but I wanted to write. And I think
Right.
that it's one of those things where this is a problem I have, and I don't know if this is business or craft, but when Matt and I started with the podcasting thing years and years and years ago, it was like you write whatever the hell you want and you put it out there, and it had this pioneering feel of doing the unknown and being too stupid to fail kind of thing, or too stupid to know you can't do it. And now that I
Right.
am a professional and I have an agent and I have an editor who tell me which the best things to go to market, I've stopped experimenting. And that's all on me. It's not like my agent or my editor have said, you can't do this. This is me going, if I'm working, I need to be working towards these contracts. And that I lost that fun part. So I've never written a romance, and I decided I was going to write an amusing romance for NaNoWriMo just for me.
That's great, Murr. Yeah, I haven't had fun in years doing this.
Oh, God.
Just
Now
kidding.
I'm sad.
No, that you hit upon the first of what I hope will be many good points, which is for professionals, NaNoWriMo provides an opportunity slash excuse to branch out and do the thing you've been wanting to do for a while, or maybe even never thought about doing before, but decide you want to when you otherwise would not, you know, get to the thing. Because when you're a professional and when you have agents and editors and responsibilities and obligations and contracts, you can tend, not everybody, but you can tend to experiment a lot less and branch out a lot less. And who knows, Murr? You know, you may write your amusing romance and find that you become the new, you know, queen of amusing romances as a romance writer. It may open up a whole new avenue for you professionally.
That would be weird.
I mean, it wouldn't be weird to me. I believe you can do anything, Murr. I really do. And I don't mean you, the royal you, like anybody can do anything. I believe you specifically can do anything.
Oh, thanks, dude.
So I'm very interested to see the results of that, and I'm glad that you are participating in NaNoWriMo and getting the opportunity to do that as a professional writer. But if you're not a professional writer, if you're not, because many people aren't, but would like to be, it's not to say you aren't a writer. When I say professional writer, I just mean you are someone who gets paid money to write things or is paid money for things they have written. NaNoWriMo provides the opportunity to, because the thing is, specifically, if you would like to be a professional novelist, you know what you need to do first and foremost, Mer?
You need to write.
You need to write. And specifically, you need to write a novel.
Yeah.
Because novelist implies novel writing. So as NaNoWriMo gives the professional the opportunity to branch out and do things they might not otherwise do, it gives the aspiring professional the chance to write a novel, which you need to do if you want to be a professional novelist. So that's one professional benefit right there, Mer. Just right off the bat, just without even thinking about it.
That's right.
It gives you stuff to send out to hopefully get people to give you money.
And, you know, that's really what it's all about. It's not the hokey pokey, it's money.
It's that's the new t-shirt right there.
Yes,
it's not
exactly.
The hokey pokey. But you would put "it's not the hokey pokey" on the front, and then on the back it would be "it's money."
Yeah,
underlined.
Exactly.
And you would always hear it in John Mulaney's voice. And he's like, "Give us some money! We want a gift, but only if it's money!" Anyway, I can't do his voice. You know that he's Thoreau on that new Emily Dickinson show?
No.
John Mulaney is playing Thoreau on the new Emily Dickinson show. I'm seeing GIFs or GIFs. I'm not going to start that whole argument, but I'm seeing animated clips of him from that show all over Twitter. And it's glorious. It's kind of glorious. He's like shirtless with suspenders and the banana's hair and everything. It's pretty special.
God.
And I feel like I haven't seen the show because I don't want Apple TV. Although they're remaking Ghost Rider, not writer, not as in the comic book character, but Ghost Writer, the kids show from PBS from when we were kids.
I don't remember this.
I immediately said when we were kids, and forget that you're like 9 years older than me. But yeah, it was a show on PBS. This has nothing to do with anything, but I'm going to diverge just very quickly because you should know this, Ghost Rider. Because it relates, this was a very early writing influence, remember? The show was all about literacy and teaching kids about writing. But it was about a group of friends who encounter a spirit who can only communicate with them through letters. The titular ghost writer.
Mm-hmm.
So to communicate with them, they would have to write things down so Ghost Rider could read it. They couldn't verbally communicate with Ghost Rider. And they would, like, solve mysteries and stuff. It was a great show.
That sounds awesome.
It was amazing. It was an amazing show. It went on for a long time. A lot of people don't remember it. No, it's very strange to me. Anyway, so I found out.
I'm kind of hoping you made it up and you dreamed it up and you only realized it now and you're going to go ahead with this.
I wish.
Awesome. Oh, okay.
I completely wish. But no, this is a real thing. So they're remaking that and they're putting it on Apple TV. And like, I can't not check out the remake of Ghost Rider, but I don't want Apple TV. Anyway, also on Apple TV is that new Emily Dickinson show with Hailee Steinfeld and John Mulaney is playing Thoreau. And it seems like in the episode, the whole point of him playing Thoreau and Dickinson meeting him is you don't want to meet your heroes. He actually says never meet your heroes.
Yeah.
So I want to see John Mulaney be a disappointing Thoreau, basically. But anyway,
yeah, I'm thinking you should never pretend to build a grand mansion about your heroes.
No, we've learned that lesson several times.
Yeah,
that's why we're gonna find our own grand mansion and why we're on this open, lonely road of loneliness.
Yes. So I, as a professional writer, I came across one of the problems that prose can hit during NaNoWriMo, which is whatever you're working on may not be what you need to do that day. I had I had a deadline for something that I am being paid for, and it was a book synopsis, and so I worked all morning on it, and then after, you know, a lot of mental work and 1,800 words of writing, I realized I had nothing left in the NaNoWriMo book. So I decided that one of my main characters was going to be an aspiring novelist, and this was his novel outline. So that's how I've decided that my completely different science fiction bit goes into my romance.
So you had a loophole.
That's right. That's a loophole. And what's really funny about NaNoWriMo is there's no, you can do whatever you want. You can lie. You can write, "This is awesome," and then copy paste it until you got 50,000 words. There's no rules. There's no checking. They used to say, "Oh, you have to start your novel on day one and finish it on, or at least get 50,000 words by the end of the month." And then they're just like, "Well, just write 50,000 words," implying that if you're on like word 10,000 and then you reach 60,000 by the end of the month, you're not worthy. But it really
Right.
doesn't
There are
matter.
no writing rules. I think we should
Yeah.
caveat what you're saying with there are no writing rules. It's not like
Yeah.
the Purge. You can't go
Ex
rob banks and kill people. There's just no
exactly.
writing.
But to try to keep myself semi-honest with the spirit of the thing, I decided just to put my one book inside the other one and call my character a writer.
And there's nothing wrong with that, Mark.
That's right.
Because there are no writing rules for NaNoWriMo. Which should be another t-shirt. There are no rules for NaNoWriMo.
Except for the deadline.
Except for the deadline. But even that, I mean, come on, you know. It's like, I can't think of a good analogy, but it's not that important.
Yeah. It's like that thing that's not important.
It's like that thing that's not, that other thing that's not, no, not that thing. The other thing that's not important. Because that makes it sound like I know what I'm talking about. So another aspect of NaNoWriMo that I wanted to get into, and I'm going to need your help with this because I don't like associating with people. It's kind of the networking aspect, the opportunities to like network and meet other people and kind of make, you know, connections sound so sleazy to me, but like to, you know, to broaden your kind of network and your community, you know, within the whole writing sphere. Because I feel like NaNoWriMo really does provide an opportunity for people aspiring to get more into the professional side of writing to network with other writers and possibly even editors and agents and other people like that that you would want to meet if you wanted to be a professional writer. And am I wrong? And then the NaNoWriMo provides that opportunity?
I think one of the most important thing it provides is having you find peers. Because
Yeah,
that's one of the
peers, yeah.
best things to do. And we don't talk about this nearly enough. We talk about workshops and networking, but we don't really talk about the importance of finding your peers, because that helps you when you have somebody on your level, then you can help them up if you get a chance, or they can help you up if you get a chance, or that pretend I said that right. But finding people on your own level. It's like you don't want to play tennis with Jimmy Connors or whoever's hot right now, and you don't want to play tennis with somebody who's never picked up a racket. You want to play with somebody who's like you, maybe a little bit better, but you the same thing with writing. It's like you don't really want to critique something that's way, way below you. But also, if there's something way, way above you, what are you going to find to critique? So, finding your own people on your own level, both talent-wise and career-wise, is, I think, something that NaNoWriMo gives you a chance to do.
No, absolutely. And that those peer relationships are important on a lot of levels, you know, just in terms of support network. And then also, you know, it's like you and I, Mer, as we've advanced through our careers together, we have certainly helped each other out as much as we possibly could at
Yeah.
any given opportunity. I only have my agent because Mer introduced me to my agent. So there you go. And I'm sure I've helped Mer at some point, although I can't really remember offhand.
Well, I didn't win a Hugo until you and I did a show together.
There is that. I wasn't going to say that, but I mean, you did. So, but no, it's a, that's a very important thing. So, where, but I think that to get more specific on like where and how during NaNoWriMo can one go about connecting with one's peers and expanding one's peer network, Mark?
Well, there's two ways that I know of. There's the forums, which are very lively, and people talk about all sorts of things, whether it be their plot or their characters or problems they're having or even something like where they write or personal issues, what's keeping them from writing, etc. And, advice, and people just get a lot out of that. And can it be a place to go to not write? Yeah, I think some people might waste some time there, but the main reason for it is to get support for writing and then go off and write. The other option is they do a lot of work to unite people who are in the same area, the same physical area. So there are people who are host write-ins and parties and stuff, and they, yeah, I've not enjoyed the one I went to, and I'm not sure whose fault that was. I probably should take the blame. I don't know, but
Not
I know a lot of
appreciating
people do
honesty.
have good experiences with write-ins. The problem with write-ins is you need to be writing because that's the job of the thing. However, if you go up go to a place where everybody else is doing the same thing, you expect someone to say something at some point. And basically, I got there, everybody was already writing, nobody said a damn thing. I wrote for a little while, I looked around, and then I got up and left. And it may not, I might have even been in the wrong room. I don't even know. I don't even know if it was the NaNoWriMo write-in because no one said anything. I might have gone into like some sort of testing group and nobody was brave enough to tell me I was in the wrong room. I don't even
Marie
know.
crashed an AA meeting. I didn't want to like be the one, it was actually really awkward for everybody involved, and they did not
So
appreciate
instead of
it.
writing, they were all chatting with each other, going, "Get her out of here. You say something. No, you say something."
You're just such an intimidating presence, no one wanted
I
to come
really,
see you
really am super
to
intimidating.
tell you.
But I'm getting off on a tangent because I'm supposed to be talking about how awesome these are. It just,
No,
with
it's
everything, there's going to be a
definitely
good and a bad. There's going to be
not.
some that work and some that don't. And some people in the Discord were talking about how their write-ins were awesome and supportive. And they start out with talking, and then there's a certain bit of writing, and then they take a break, etc. So I'm sure those can be great. And there are all sorts of Greek area meetings that you can find. You need to you just need to find your put in where you live, and then it'll tell you how many groups are active. Thank you, dog, for distracting me.
No, that's the she's backing you up, Mer. That's for emphasis. That's dog speak for you damn right, Mer. That's what the
She
dog is
agrees
saying.
with me a lot lately, especially if somebody from the mail is coming.
Well, we all have our triggers.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's important to get into. It's not, we're not just here to to espouse the amazing aspects of NaNoWriMo. We're here to tell the truth, and
That's true.
that's part of the truth. Yeah, so it's not all ice cream and unicorns and cakes with your name on them.
Yes.
I want a cake with my name on
Me
it. That sounds really
too.
good. Maybe like a lemon cake. Anyway, but yeah, so that's the thing that you need to be ready for, but it still does provide an opportunity to grow your peer network, which is helpful in many, many ways, creatively and professionally. And
Yeah.
that's a good way to go about it. Are there any other ways that you can think of offhand, Mar, that people should explore? Hashtags and whatnot?
I guess following hashtags on social media will get you will be another way to connect with people. I just remember thinking I was a cynical bastard because I was reading somebody's Twitter feed and they were using at least eight different hashtags with regards to writing, like hashtag writing, hashtag am writing, hashtag write today. I don't even know. But I just looking and her profile had a ton of hashtags. And I, for some reason, I hate her. And I think that might be a problem with me, but the overuse of hashtags, like all you're saying is like, I wrote today, but you're using so many hashtags, you believe that anybody following any of those hashtags should read your deathless prose of I wrote today.
I just love how casually you're like, and I kind of hate her. I kind of hate her.
I
I
feel
want her
bad.
out of.
I was just thinking, I am an unfun asshole just sitting here hating this woman, but I do. It's just the overuse of writing hashtags. It feels like, the people who are just like say they're a writer more often than they write.
Right. No. I mean, first of all, yeah, I agree. Second of all, just don't do that with the hashtags. It really makes you look like a machine more than a human, I think. It's impossible to engage with someone at that point when they've got more hashtag in their post than, actual human words. It just feels very impersonal and very kind of ingratiating, I guess I want to say, or just very promotional. It feels very promotional. That's what it is. It feels
Yeah.
very promotional. Yeah, it feels like marketing instead of interaction, you
Exactly.
know?
And your feed is not that interesting because it's full of hashtags.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know I don't think that's humor. I think that's them.
Okay.
The pro It's not you, it's them.
What you're saying is it's okay to hate.
It is. Well, I mean, hate is a perfectly, reasonable and viable emotion. It's like anything. You need to practice it in moderation and with care, you know.
Yeah.
There's some things you need to hate, being. If a gazelle didn't hate being run down and had to be its throat ripped out by a lion, it would just sit there and wait for it. So there's something to be said for that. I don't know where that came from,
I
but
don't know either. I'm
I'm
trying to
going
figure
with
out whether she's the woman with using all the hashtags was the lion or I was.
No, you were the gazelle because you were trying to escape the glut of hashtags, and there's nothing wrong
Yes.
with that.
The
What I'm saying
hashtags are the lion.
that you are a beautiful and graceful gazelle with good
That
instinct.
looks like Hugh Grant.
It looks like it, not looks like Hugh Grant, but is charmingly befuddled like Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
And though the gazelle engages the services of sex workers, that's not a quality you share with the gazelle. That's what we're trying to get to here. So yeah, but speaking of the Twitters, Mark, because this was something else we wanted to touch on just briefly, and it
Yeah.
kind of folds everything else we're talking about here, because we're talking about NaNoWriMo. And social media is a big part of NaNoWriMo and about using NaNoWriMo to increase your peer network and network and stuff like that. You're back off the Twitters, aren't you, Mark?
Yeah, I've been feeling a little rough this month, and
Talk about that a little bit, if you wouldn't mind, because I think it's important.
well, I usually enjoy November. It's coming up on the holiday season, which is always a happy time for me. But I've been feeling really low this month, and I've been trying to make sure that I'm exercising and taking my antidepressants and do checking all the boxes before I decide, okay, this is a depressive time. And one of the things I was wondering if it was anniversary stress, which is a real thing. A lot of people end up, if they lose someone close to them, they feel bad a year later and don't realize why, but it's like the anniversary grief thing. It's like I was really stressed out about the election several years ago, and I'm thinking that might be connected. But I don't know why, because I can't say this thing is upsetting me. So just been feeling kind of low, and when I feel low, I find it's easier to procrastinate. And so I procrastinate by looking at Twitter. And one thing that social media does is, it tells you about all the bad things that everyone's upset about all the time.
Right.
People say we're more stressed out now because before it's like you'd go home and you'd watch the 6 o'clock news and go, oh God, that bad thing happened. And you'd get all the news and you'd process it the next day go to work. But if you're getting hit all the time with, oh, remember that there are kids in cages, remember that there's the impeachment inquiry going on, remember that we're the bad things happening in Hungary, and it's like I can't take the
Yeah.
constant barrage. And
If the 6 o'clock news is constantly sending you push notifications, it's
exactly.
kind of hard to keep it in its appropriate time and context for your life.
Yeah, and so usually some people get angry with that, and that galvanizes them. And I am very jealous of people who can take that kind of stress and galvanize it, because it always feels like a big load on me, and just brings me down. And if I'm feeling kind of fragile, like I have been, I can't process it. It's a lot harder to process, even when, it's hard to begin with. And so that's my really long way of saying, yeah, I've decided to back off from the Twitters a little bit so I can just deal with life. And, once I feel like I've got a good handle on that, then I'll try to ease back in, because we love the Twitters. Use the goddamn Twitters. We've said it. There's a lot that can be, there's a lot of really good things. And a lot of people are listening to my NaNoWriMo podcast and responding to me on Twitter, which is just great. And what?
This is all to say I've made horrible decisions, and no, that's just part of the deal, man. You
Yeah.
know, those messages will wait, Mark. They'll wait until you're ready for them.
Yeah. So that's why I've been backing off of social media, just for my own self-care.
I just think that's it's important, you know. And again, we talk about things that we're going through. I lost my editor. Murr's taking a break from Twitter. These are just things we're going through. But it's okay. As much as, and you know, there was that thing going around Twitter a while ago that was like, here are the things you need if you have a book coming out or whatever the hell it was, you know. And one of them was about like having one active social media channel or whatever. You know, it's those things are important. We encourage that. And we encourage you to, you know, as we're talking about NaNoWriMo, expand your peer network and use these things to connect with people. But it's also okay not to do that when you when it's detrimental or counterproductive to what you're actually trying to do, which is, you know, live your life and hopefully produce good work while you do it.
Yeah.
So that's okay too. And it's okay not to do any of this crap. It's okay to not participate in NaNoWriMo. I want to say
Oh,
that right
yeah.
now. It's not like if you're an aspiring writer and you don't participate in NaNoWriMo, it's going to somehow hamper you or hurt you.
Not at
It's
all.
completely optional. It's a completely optional thing. It's like all those kinds of tools. It's there if you would like to participate and use it, but you absolutely don't have to. And you can be successful and accomplish your goals anyway.
Yeah, there are plenty of writers who will write all sorts of words this month and not officially call it anything. Just call it another month.
Yeah, exactly. Well, just me. I've literally never participated in NaNoWriMo my whole life. It's just because it's not my deal. I write all the time anyway, so it's just not my thing. But I'm doing okay despite that. You know, again, lost my editor, so that's debatable. But whatever. That wasn't my fault. I didn't do anything. It wasn't
Yeah.
my fault, right, Mer? She did
Not.
Nava didn't leave because of me, did she?
I don't think so. She said it was like mostly not you when we
Mostly it
were
was like
talking. Yeah.
90%, but like at least 10% was entirely my fault. Just sent her too many emails. No, I didn't. It's so incredibly not my fault. I'm just kidding. But yeah, so something to keep in mind. It's totally optional, even as it can be beneficial. So yeah, you know, for professionals trying new things, branching out, having an excuse to do that for aspiring professionals, a prompt to get some words pounded out, something you might turn into something you could sell. Or I mean, there are plenty of people who have sold their NaNoWriMo novel. That is a thing that has happened, you know, more than once.
Yeah,
So
one of my
there's that
favorite
too.
books of the past several years was The Night Circus by Erin Morgenstern, who,
Yeah.
interestingly enough, has a new book out as of yesterday.
That's right.
But yeah, she started the night she wrote The Night Circus with NaNoWriMo, and yeah, she edited the hell out of it. Apparently, one of the main characters in The Night Circus wasn't even in the first draft. But yeah, she credits NaNoWriMo with that.
Well, yeah, you can't edit it until you have a shitty first draft of it. So that's basically what NaNoWriMo is. It's shitty first draft month,
Yep.
which is very important. So there you go.
But that doesn't look good on a mug.
You know what? There should be shitty first draft mugs. We need Ditch Diggers merch because we don't have any. So we should get on that. And I'm going to commit to making a shitty first draft mug. And I'll make the abbreviation. It's not an acronym, right? It's like, what is NaNoWriMo? An
Portmanteau?
abbreviation? Portmanteau? Is that right?
I don't know.
I don't either. Somebody's going to have to let us know, but somebody who's smarter than us can let us know about that. But I'm going to come up with that for a shitty first draft month. It's going to be like Shifai Dramo. Shifai Dramo. There you go. I did it right now. It's not that hard. You too can create your own month. Anyway. So yeah, it has that benefit. And then finally, and equally as important, it gives you an opportunity to expand your peer network, meet new writers, and you know, expand your support system and all those good things by hitting the forums and other things that we will, I assume, provide links to in the show notes.
Yep.
The links for this episode are just piling up, and I'm the one who has to, in theory, go find them. I've been shit at that lately, but I will do that.
Yeah.
So yeah, all of those things. Is there anything else you'd like to add for the benefits of NaNoWriMo to the professional, aspiring professional writer?
We have about 10 people who were really active on our Discord, but now that NaNoWriMo's happening, more and more people are showing up, and we're doing a lot of word wars and sprints, and we've even got a really cool bot that I've installed who gives you writing prompts, a magic eight ball, a coin flip, and gives you XP depending on how many sprints you are participate in, and it gamifies it a little bit and makes it a lot more fun. So I want to promote that because it's just a fun place to hang out, and you will have people there telling you, you know, go get writing if you're spending too much time. But
amazing.
It's fun. I enjoy hanging out in there. And if you want to support that, or if you want to be part of that, you support the Patreon at the $5 or higher level at patreon.com/mightymur. And, you know, you can only, if you only do it for November, that's fine too. I'm not like money grubbing here, just saying that you can enjoy it for the month. And if you want to keep going, cool.
And if not, it's $5.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
I don't know, after you describe all the stuff we got going in there, I feel like we should charge more. I feel like $5 is incredibly generous to gain access to all of that. It sounds like the carnival from Pinocchio, but you don't turn into a donkey.
Well, I wasn't going to talk about the donkey part yet.
Well, that's it. I think like the $15 level,
yeah,
is when we turn you into a donkey. $5 is not enough to get us to turn you into a donkey.
Now I feel like we need to have a user role called Donkey.
Everybody should have a user role called Donkey.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, $5 to the Patreon gets you access to the Discord and everything we just talked about. And I joined the Discord finally after 3 years recently, and I'm gonna pop back in there at some point. So I'll be over there too, probably.
Yay!
And that makes it even more fun because exactly. I bring the fun, Mer.
You do bring the fun.
That's what I do.
I've been around you, and fun has been there. So ergo.
I was the common denominator in that whole equation. So
exactly.
I'm the one who brought the fun. So, yeah. So those are all good things. So go forth and have good NaNoWriMo. And it's still early, Mer. It's still early in the NaNoWriMo as we record this.
Yes.
It's still pretty early. You still have a considerable amount of time to make it happen, make the magic happen. It's not magic. It's just putting your
wheel to the... It's a lot of work.
I was about to say, put your wheel to the grindstone, which I do words for a living, so there's that.
Yeah, you're saving your good words for the fingers, not the mouth.
I'm tough. Oh, no, okay. It really took me a minute to put together what the hell that meant, but it actually did make sense.
Well, there is, the brain does do... There are different parts of the brain for speaking and writing. It's different. So every time I sound like an idiot, I want to say, I'm still a good writer. You just have to believe me.
Just take my word for it. Mm-hmm. I'm a good writer. That should also be a t-shirt.
Yes.
So many t-shirts coming up. And a mug. We've added a mug to our shitty first draft mug. Very cool. Well, Mer, I'm not sure we have time for Q&A this episode. Plus, we just did a Q&A episode.
Yeah, so. We should do another one soon, though. We still got some piling up.
Yeah, we always do. But we do what we can, folks. We really do.
Yeah.
We're busy people. We're going through some shit. We're trying. We really are. But no, I think this was productive. I think we this is our first Ditch Diggers NaNoWriMo episode, Murray. Do you realize that?
That's excellent. Go
That's
us. We're
a
growing.
benchmark. We are. We're growing. We're evolving.
We're
We're
about to move out
gonna
of
say
Dad's
escalating, but
basement and
that sounds yeah, we are. We're doing that. So we're gonna continue down the long, the lonely. The hell was it? The open lonely road of loneliness. I
something like
got
that,
it.
yeah.
Took me. We're gonna continue down that road, and we're gonna find a new home for Ditch Diggers, and you need to come along with us on that journey. So there's that.
Exactly. All right. Merverse.com is where you find me and show notes and all my stuff. And I'm not going to promote too much crap because we already promoted the hell out of the Patreon. So if you want to know anything more about me, Merverse is where to find it.
Yeah, and I didn't have any books come out this year, so I really don't have anything to show. So there's that. But that's a topic for another
But
time.
next year, dude, you and me.
No, yeah,
Books coming
there
out.
should shit's coming. Of course, you had books come. Don't no. See, you had books come out this year. Don't
I
see.
had the
No.
Minecraft book come out.
You had a Minecraft book come out. That's amazing. You're getting fan mail. You're getting actual fan mail for your Minecraft book. You're not a sad, lonely bastard like me. You're out there doing stuff. You're in the mix.
Actually, I just remembered my book won't probably come out till 2021, so I'll be sad next year.
Okay, you can be sad next year, and then you can tell me that I don't get to, be part of your journey of sadness.
You
But
gotta be alone in your sadness.
on the long, lonely road of loneliness.
Yes. You can support us at patreon.com/mightymur.
Ditch Diggers!
Theme song by Devo Spice, devospice.com.